and to our visitors as we worship together on the first Sunday of Lent. There will be a second collection this weekend for the church in Central and Eastern Europe. Join us tonight for evening prayer in the chapel at 7 p.m. And join the Knights for their first ever Euchre tournament next Saturday, February 27th at 7 p.m. in the activities room. Please see page 8 in the bulletin for more information. The Knights will also be having a holy hour this Wednesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Come and spend some time with the Lord. Please join us after Mass for coffee and donuts in the activities room. And see page 3 in the bulletin for all meetings this week. Please stand and join in prayer and song.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hello to those who are with us at home on this first Sunday of the holy season of Lent. 40 days we have now to dedicate ourselves in a new way to the Lord. 40 days. How long was Noah in the ark? How long was Moses on the top of the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments?
40 days.
How long was Elijah journeying in the desert to Mount Horeb?
40 days.
How long was Jesus fasting and praying in the desert?
40 days.
See a pattern? 40 days. 40. Israel was 40 years wandering in the desert. 40 is a time of preparation for God doing something new. How long does a woman carry a child? 40 again. What will the Lord do in us in these 40 days? Well, that depends on what we expect Him to do and how we pursue Him. Let us expect much and pursue greatly. We begin this liturgy, as we always do, by examining our conscience, so that we might acknowledge our sins, so that we might be purified and set free, so that we might run to the throne of grace for the mercy and help we need.
Lord Jesus, You were tempted by the devil for 40 days, yet never sinned. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Lord Jesus, You are like us in all things but sin. Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Lord Jesus, You will come again to save us and call us to live with You forever. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, our God, You formed man from the clay of the earth and breathed into him the spirit of life, but he turned from Your face and sinned. In this time of repentance, we call out for Your mercy. Bring us back to You, to the life Your Son won for us by His death on the cross, for He lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a nation, great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand and outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and bringing us into this country, he gave us this land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, O Lord, have given me. And having set them before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For the Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord for all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All of this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sometime in the past week, NBC was doing a background piece on one of the multiple medal-winning U.S. Olympic athletes. This person had taken some time away from sports for a while, but then had rededicated himself to training for the 2010 Olympic Games. Talking about his hard work and dedication, he said this, and I think he was deadly serious. He said, "I ask myself at the end of every day, if I did everything I possibly could to become the best athlete I can be. I ask myself at the end of every day, if I did everything I possibly could to become the best athlete I can be." I've been thinking of that every day since I heard it. I have tried asking myself every night, if I did everything I could to be the best priest that I can be, to be the best pastor of St. Linus I can be. That's a hard thing to do. That's very intimidating. It's humbling. It's an exacting standard. Everything I could do every day. One can easily be judged harshly. One has to receive it as an upward call in Christ Jesus, something the Spirit of God alone can equip us to do. And not as some hammer of judgment that we use or the devil uses to knock us silly. Now I ask you, what is the greater prize? Olympic gold or the crown of glory? What should command our greater effort, accomplishing our personal athletic best or giving our best to the one, the God, our Savior, who gave us His best? If others excel for what can certainly be lost, should we not excel for what's certain never to be lost? The missionary and martyr Jim Elliot said, this is a great line, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep." And he was talking about going to South America and preaching the gospel to a group of Indians whose language was not even charted. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Anybody here going to compete for Olympic glory? Maybe some of our youngsters, but not for most of us. But be certain of this, everyone here is contesting for the crown of glory, which the Lord Jesus will give to all on the day of judgment, to those who've been faithful. We're all contesting for the crown of glory. Did I do everything I could today to win that crown, to be the best disciple, the best servant, the best mother, the best father, the best son, the best daughter, the best God lover I could be? Let's try that for Lent. Of course, in everything, our model is Jesus. This is the first sentence in the gospel reading for today. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. Now, these 40 days of Jesus, are the model for us in these 40 days we have just begun. And it says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and it goes on to say Jesus was led by the Spirit. Luke just repeated himself. Filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit. Welcome to Jewish figures of speech. Repetition is a way of emphasizing the point. Filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit emphasizes in this time of Jesus, in this time in the desert, in this time of preparation for his public ministry, it shows the preeminence of the Holy Spirit. If we did quick word association, what are your notions of Lent? What words would you say when you think of Lent? Fasting, long, hard, dreary. Get me to Easter fast. I think the Holy Spirit wants to explode all of our false notions of Lent. Long, dreary, hard, a punishment for what we deserve. Sometimes I think it's like we feel God was this tyrant coach who impatiently shouts, just stop your whining and do it. Just explode those notions of Lent. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit and was led by the Holy Spirit in these 40 days for you to have a great season of Lent, which is certainly what God wants you to have. Guess what? You're going to need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit. Don't think about this as your program, your get back in shape program. It's all about the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit wants to do. What's his program? So ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and lead you. Can we just do that now? Say, Jesus, we give this Lent to you. Fill us with your Spirit and lead us by your Spirit. We may be discouraged by long and hard, but how do you feel about mercy and hope and spiritual power? Now that's what Lent's about. Jesus was filled with the Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the desert. Why the desert? What's in the desert? Absolutely nothing. And that's the point. Sand, rock, a hot sun, nowhere to hide. You face in the desert what you bring to the desert. The desert is silence. And the cessation of the noisy gongs and clanging cymbals of modern life. Don't they bang loudly all around us? In the silence, you can listen. God said to Elijah that he was not in the wind, he was not in the fire, he was not in the storm, but he was in the desert. There aren't iPods, TVs, internet service, breaking news, telephones, There's no diversions, distractions, or means of escape. That's good news. Spiritual things are clearer, louder, purer. The voice of God, the desires of our own heart, and, yes, the lies of the devil. You can find the desert in Dearborn Heights. You can find it where you live. You can find it by taking some time and visiting the chapel. You can find it in your own house, in a quiet place. You can find it before the day begins or after the day is ended. You can find it by being ruthless and pursuing your desire for God. This is way more than church on Sunday and no meat on Friday. That is spiritual milk for spiritual children. It has its place. It is important. But the mature need more. You need solid food, real nourishment for champions. And that is precisely what your call to holiness and sainthood requires. Champions in faith and grace. Fighting the good fight, finishing the race, keeping the faith. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted. Why was Jesus tempted? Are you tempted? Jesus was like us in all things. The scriptures say, all things but sin. So he was tempted. Why are we tempted? Sometimes our false notions tell us we're tempted because God's teasing us, because God's making us earn it, because God might even enjoy making us suffer, especially after we make a mess of things. Some people even say we're tempted because God can't prevent it. He's not entirely in control. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Why are we tempted? To make us mature. So that we might be refined like gold. To develop spiritual muscles. Scriptures say, our afflictions are training us to carry an eternal weight of glory. We can't do that yet. But with God's grace, someday we will. We need skills to discern what is going on, to hear God's voice, to recognize the lies. We need to be skilled in spiritual battle. We fight against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Yes, you're in a war. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you've even signed up consciously, that's what your baptism did. Temptation makes us persevering. Temptation makes us strong. Temptation isn't bad, it's inevitable. And the devil tempted Jesus, and he picked some doozies. The devil tempted Jesus to avoid the cross. Hey, take the easy way out, not the hard way. I'll give you everything if you do it my way. None of this suffering, death, thorns stuff. Are you tempted to take a shortcut to avoid the cross? To take the easy way out? So was Jesus. Jesus was tempted to use power for himself. Would you be hungry if you hadn't eaten for 40 days? How would some bread sound?
Man lives by the word of God. Use your power for yourself. How about us? Our gifts, our resources. Do we see them first as ours, using for ourselves? I'm not talking about our family and those we love and being responsible. But when we have discretion, do we use what we have for ourselves or as something to be given to God and given to others? This is how Jesus was tempted. He was tempted by suggestion God should prove it. God should give him signs. Seemingly so that Jesus could control God instead of God controlling him. We've all got temptations. I bet you've experienced some of those. But we've got others too, don't we? What keeps you? What keeps you from holiness and sainthood and all that God has for you? Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted. Did I do everything I could today to be the best disciple, the best servant, best God lover I could be? Remember, this is not a standard to judge ourselves and push us down, but it's a standard to lift up our eyes to see the goal and the help to get there. Did I do everything today? I could. Try it for Lent. Imagine what could happen. Like Jesus, you will be led by the Spirit into the desert, and you will be tempted and purified. But you will come out strong. What have you got to lose? You have absolutely everything to gain.